The sugya primarily takes place right here, Yud Aleph Mid Beis. Okay, the Gemara was discussing the brachos of Ahava Rabba or Ahavas Olam, depending on your nusach, and whether or not that would exempt you from Kriyashma. But then let's continue reading from Avraham Yehuda Mer Shmuel, which is a little bit clearer from there, and I'll get into all the things we need. And then there's a question that I have, which Rav Soloveitchik resolves, and hopefully we'll be able to resolve how to really read this Gemara. I've been working on it, so I don't really have a great answer. I've been asking about 17 people. So we'll figure it out together, hopefully. I'm Rav Yehuda Shmuel. Hishkim Lishnos. Let's say you wake up early in the morning to learn Hashem's Torah. Ad Shelo Kara, before you read Kriya Shema, Tzarech Levarech, you need to make a bircha satorah. You need to make a bracha, bircha satorah. Misha Kara, but after you've read Kriya Shema, Ein Tzarech Levarech, you don't need to make a bracha and bircha satorah anymore. Shekvar Nifter, Be'ahava Rab. Ahava Rab is like a quasi bircha satorah. Okay, you say in it, v'sein b'libenu lilmod alamed lishmor v'lasos l'kayim is called divrei salma Torah secha, and it's lamde chukei ritzonecha, and therefore that potentially exempts you from saying birch satorah. Now the Gemara continues, and I think it really has to be examined, this Gemara, and hopefully we'll explain everything by the time the shir is over today, as to which Torahs require a birch satorah. Am Rav Huna, le mikra, says Rav Huna, the mikra, Torah shebichsav, tzarech levarech, that requires, we're continuing in the Gemara, Am Rav Huna, just right afterwards, it's Yud Aleph Mid Beis, it's Am Rav Huna, by the period over there. You have a period, Am Rav Huna?
Got it.
Okay, Am Rav Huna, so he says, there are a number of opinions, there are four opinions. So opinion number one is, le mikra tzarech levarech, for Mikra, for Torah Shmichsav, you need to make a bracha, Birch Satorah, Vila Midrash, when it comes to the Medrash, there ain't Tzarech Levarech. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Le Mikra, Ula Medrash, Tzarech Levarech, he says for Mikra and for Medrash, you need to make a bracha, but Le Mishnah ain't Tzarech Levarech, for Mishnais, you don't need to make a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan takes it to the next level, opinion number three, Omer, Af Le Mishnah Nami Tzarech Levarech, even for Mishnais, you also need to make a bracha, Aval Talmud, when it comes to Shas and Poskim, ain't Tzarech Levarech, and comes along Rav Amar, Af Le Talmud Tzarech Levarech, even for Gemara, one needs to make a Birch Satorah. Again, very hard Gemara a priori to understand, because it sounds like they're arguing about what is Torah. Just because, like, again, if you're saying you make a Birch Satorah on Torah, and here you don't make a bracha, here you do make a bracha, could be that they're arguing about what is. Now, I would suggest that that's a very difficult thing to say, because we believe that we are learning Torah right now, and therefore we have to understand this on a more significant level, which hopefully we will at the end of this year today. Yeah?
How do you learn Gemara without learning Torah?
So then what does Rav Huna do? That's too good of an answer. Meaning, of course, right? You're quoting the Tosfos in Baba Basra, which is, you know, and in Kiddushin, there are two places it arises. How much is one supposed to learn each and every day? Torah Shebichsav, Mishnayis, and Torah Shebal Peh. So the Gemara concludes, learn Torah Shebal Peh, because within Torah Shebal Peh, you have everything. Okay,
what are the definitions here? Because Amoraim are saying
about themselves. Yeah. So look at Rashi. Rashi gives us this description. Rashi says La Gemara. So it says Af La Gemara Tzarech Levarech Shu Ikar HaTorah Shemimenu Hora Yotza. Gemara is that which. That's why I said. If you notice, I snuck in a word there without you guys noticing. I said the words poskim, right? So I snuck that in. It wasn't unintentional, right? Gemara Hainu Savras Tamei Mishnah. It is the analysis of the Mishnayos, v'terutza Mishnayos hasotra zu zu. It is the understanding of the contradictions of the Mishnayos. V'chisurei mechzer, also words are missing. It's an evolution. Gemara is nothing more than the explanation of the Mishnayos. Mishnayos is nothing more than the explanation of the psukim. So it's very hard to say that only for psukim you make a birchas haTorah. So we'll get there. We'll see a beautiful answer of Soloveitchik, hopefully, at the end of this year. But really, I think that's similar to what Robert's suggesting, that it's all one, it's all an explanation. But those Rashis are critical. Okay, let's do the whole Gemara, because it's always important that we see some Gemara, and at least we can feel like, okay, you know, because every shir is learning Gemara. How deep into it they get, that's the whole question. Sometimes I saw Havikamina Kamid Rav was in front of Rav, Litanuye, to learn from him, Pirkin, Besifra Debe Rav. That's a medrash. Have a makdim. He would get up in the morning, v'kamash yadeh, and wash his hands. Uvarech and make a berachas haTorah. Umasa lepirkan. He would teach us Torah. Okay, so it sounds like this is also a type of Gemara that perhaps he would make a bracha. So the Gemara then asks, "Ma'im bevarich? What is the bracha?" And this should sound familiar to you. If not, then you have to go to a different shir. Am Rav Yehuda Rishmul, Asher Kedushar B'mitzvot of Zivaru Lasok B'Divrei Torah. This bracha number one. Rav Yochanan Masayim B'Hachir. Rav Yochanan concluded. Now, when he says the word concluded, that seems to say it's a part and parcel of bracha number one, which is a machlokas amongst the Rishonim as to whether or not this next bracha is its own independent bracha or a conclusion of bracha number one. And if you notice here, there's no vav. He says, "Arev no Hashem Elokeinu divrei Torah chabefinu." The Torah should be sweet in my mouth, ubefifios amcha beis Yisrael, in the mouth of beis Yisrael, v'nienachdu, and it should be us, v'tzatzenu v'tzatzemcha beis Yisrael. Kulanu yodei shemecha, and us and our children, our children's children, should all be knowing v'oskei sarasecha, and sitting and toiling in Torah. Baruch atah Hashem, hamelamei Torah l'amo Yisrael, he who teaches Torah to klal Yisrael. So this is either a continuation of the first bracha or its own independent bracha. The big nafkamina is Shavuos morning, when somebody makes the brachas for us, do we stop and say amen after the words lasok b'divrei Torah, or do we wait for him to say harevna? There's always that guy who shushes everybody who says amen. You've got to give that guy props, right? The same guy who yells out v'sein tal matil l'vrach in the middle of Shemona Esrei last week and interrupts, and then you have no idea what you're up to. Rav Amnuna Amar, Rav Amnuna says, right? There's always that guy. Asher b'achar banim yikolam yivinasan ladu es taraso, baruch ata Hashem, nosein ha-Torah. He says that famous bracha. And then comes along Rav Amnuna, zu hima ula sheba brachos. This is the most exalted of all the brachos. V'hilchach, therefore, lemrinhu lekulu. One is supposed to say each and every bracha of Birchas HaTorah. Okay, so that's the words of the Gemara. So let's examine a number of things about Birchas HaTorah. The first is, what is the source for Birchas HaTorah? So the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph shares with us the following, that he perhaps just takes for granted that Birchas HaTorah may be Da'araisa. Okay, that's what we're going to discuss. Is it Da'araisa or Rabbanan? Now we'll discuss what is the nature of it, and then we'll get back to our question. I think then we'll have a better handle as to when we're supposed to say Bracha and what type of learning. So if you have a Gemara, you can open up the Gemara. Otherwise, it's on Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph from Rav Yehuda. How do we know? Excuse me. That Birchas HaTorah is Midah Araisa. Birchas HaMazon, excuse me, thank you. Benching. Shenemar, because it says in positive, Achalta Vizavata Verachta. One eats, one satiates, one makes a blessing. So, Minayin Birchas HaTorah Lefan. Now, Min HaTorah. How do we know the Birchas HaTorah before him? So it says in Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goldel Lalokenu. When you call out the name of God, then you shall increase the name of God. Okay, the rest of the Gemara is important, but I'll just sum it up for you outside because it's not really important inside. The Gemara then discusses how do we know the brachas afterwards. We have to make a Birchas HaTorah on it afterwards, and it makes a kal v'chomer from benching. If benching you make before and after, not before, then here also you should make before. But again, that's really a side point, but it's important if you want to get some extra homework later on to read it, you could read it. But how do we understand this notion of Kishem HaShem Ekra HaVogodol Elokeinu? Why is that telling us, why is that a source for Birchas HaTorah? So there are two opinions. One is the Shita Mikubetzes on that Gemara and Brachos, and one is the Marsha. They're very similar, but nevertheless, they explain how the Pasuk works. What's the literal translation? Kishem Hashem Ekra. When I hear the name of God, Havogodol Elokeinu, I should raise up the name of God further. So it says the Shita Mikubetzes, Minayin LeBirchas HaTorah Min HaTorah, Shenemar, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Kolomar Bibracha. As if to say, Kishem Hashem Ekra, how do I make the name of God great? With a bracha. Havu Godel Elokeinu, I make the name God great with a bracha. Perish la'anos achrav amen, because other people come and hear me make the bracha, and they say amen. Hai bracha ala Torah hi. How do I know that this bracha is talking about Torah? Midichsiv la'el mine, because it says earlier, Ya'arof kematar lechi. That, you know, Ya'arof is like Ya'glarufa. You get from the neck, kematar, like dew, lechi, you take. Lekach comes through kilekach tov, which is a lekach of Torah, and therefore it's referencing that of Torah in a very poetic way. So therefore, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havogodol Elokeinu, when I hear the name of God, what is that referring to? It's Torah, because Torah is the pasuk before, then Havogal Elokeinu, everyone says Amen afterwards. So that's the source according to the Shita Begobetzes. That's how he understands. The Marsha is a little bit more straightforward. And the Marsha says, Matzasi Kasuv, I found the Pasuk, the Hachi Mash, Malay Birchas HaTorah, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Dehainu, he says the very words, not from the Pasuk before, Kishem Hashem Ekra. When I call up the name of God, Dehainu, Kishani Kore B'Torah, Shikulo Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch, which is such an important limud. Because what are we doing when learning Torah? Kids sometimes ask, what am I busy learning Baba Kama for? What does an ox going ashore have to do with anything and this and that and the other thing? It's the Shem Hashem. The Marsha says it, Kishem Hashem Ekra. When I call out the name of God, namely when I call out Torah. The Shem Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shekol HaTorah, Basiyosu, Shemosev Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah is the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kedisa Medrasha, like it says in the Medrash. Then I have an obligation of Algodol of Kenu to say the bracha of Birchas HaTorah. So he doesn't say like the Shita Megubetzes. The Shita Megubetzes says we're referencing the pasuk before. And therefore, okay, it's not Kishem Hashem Ekra, it's not going on Torah. That's when I call it the name of God, and then afterwards I say Amen. He said Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I sit involved in the Torah, I have an obligation to call out the name of God. Okay, so it sounds like, if you were a betting man, based on this Gemara and Brachos, and based on the Marsha, how would you understand Berachos HaTorah? It's what? No, I'm saying, not the nature of it, but what, the source? It's the Raisa. Right? You have a Pasuk. The Marsha says, we're comparing it to benching. We all know benching is daraisa. So slam dunk, it's a daraisa, says the Ramban. The Ramban says, it's a mitzvah. He quotes it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. This is noticed in his Hasagas of the Ramban. Now, when you know in the Hasagas of the Ramban, if I ask you to find in the Rambam, you'd look through the entire Rambam, and you know what you wouldn't find? The mitzvah to make a Birchas HaTorah. I just can't show you that because there's nothing to show you. You know, it's like the old joke. You know the old joke, the waiter comes to the table? I sell this joke all the time because it fits. The waiter comes to the table, he says, taste the soup. The waiter says, I knew, why is it too hot? The guy says, taste the soup. Cold, huh? Taste the soup. Okay, where's the spoon? Aha. Right. Where's the spoon? Where's the Rambam? There's no Rambam! Because the Rambam may or may not hold his daraisa. I might have told that joke before. I like that joke. The other joke I tell Rabbi Reisman always says, he says to Watson, they wake up in the morning, they were sleeping in a tent. He goes, look up, what do you see? He goes, I see the stars, I see the moon, I see the... Watson, what do you see? I see this. That, what do you see? He goes, you notice what you don't see. You don't see that there's a roof overhead. Somebody stole the tent. Right? You need Chachma from Sherlock Holmes. Watson. Anyway, so if you go through the whole Ramban, which we're not going to do now, because I really want to get to the other parts of the shir, if you look at the underlying parts, he says, V'olam izesh birchas haTorah lefanem mitzvah haseh daraisa. The idea of birchas haTorah, it's a mitzvah haseh daraisa. U'begamara, d'menei marava, amru kasa b'torah bracha lefanem, then kasuv bracha lacharei. We only do the bracha before it, not a bracha afterwards. Ma kasuv ba lefanecha. What does it say before it? Kishem Hashem Ekra, havu gadol lakenu. Kasuv b'mazon bracha lacharav. In kasuv ba bracha lefanav. There's only bracha by afterwards by benching and not before it. Ma kasuv ba lacharav. What does it say afterwards? V'sava achalta v'savata v'rakta v'shem lokecha. Okay. So from there we see that Birkas HaTorah is Minat Torah. Ein roi limnosa mitzvah achas in makriya. You can't say that there's one mitzvah of learning and Birkas HaTorah all subsumed together, like we say by Mibikur Bikurim, because Eino Nimna Achas, because Kemosha Mikra Bikurim, just like when it comes to Mikra Bikurim, where there's two independent mitzvahs, the mitzvah of bringing the Bikurim and the mitzvah of saying the psukim there, Eino Nimna Achas Im Havosun, Vesipur Yisis Vesheim, was also Im Achilas Pesach. We all see there are two independent mitzvahs. So don't say that Talmud Torah and Birkas Torah is one mitzvah, because we don't see that by Mikra, by bringing Bikurim, where we have the independent bringing of the Bikurim and the saying of the Bikurim, similar when it comes to Mitzvahim. Yeah, but like, give me an example where the verbiage is the same as the Maisa. No, we don't have such a notion. That's what they're about. Yeah, what Al Zil is not a mitzvah. He's going to say that. You're right. If it was a mitzvah.
There, it's all one mitzvah, right?
No, there's no bracha. There's no mitzvah to make a bracha.
That's what I'm saying.
There's only a mitzvah. That brichas a mitzvah. Nobody, the only brichas a mitzvah, which we'd even have a havamina to say.
You're saying there's no pasuk to say.
Correct. Correct. Al Zil, will we make it? But it's not a, there's it's no, a birchas mitzvah, no, it's a mati or whatever it is. It's something, maybe we'll get to some other point, but it's not a bracha person. Correct, except for birchas HaTorah.
You have an obligation, even without the daraisa, you would have a derabbanan obligation.
Correct. Correct. But it's not a daraisa. Another raya to this is the famous Gemara in the Darim Pei Aleph, Baba Kama, I think it's Pei Aleph also. The Gemara asks, Alma Al Ma of the Aretz, Why would the Shulta Giborim, not the Shulta Giborim, the Shagas Aryeh brings this Araya. Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? And the Gemara there says, Kivin Shalu Birchu Betorah Tchila, because they didn't make a bracha beforehand. Says the Shagas Aryeh, if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because they didn't make a bracha beforehand, gotta be Daraisa. That's the Raya of the Shagas Aryeh. Seems to be a very nice Raya. Ayin Sham. Anyway, the Minchas Asher Dingzach's on that. Maybe we'll get, he had a beautiful shir in Young Israel Woodmere over the summer on this.
Varevna,
Maybe we'll get to that at the end, but just a little bit if we have time. But just that seems to be a very powerful Raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash over the Rabbanus. Okay. So the Rambam seems to say it's the Rabbanan. So, but I, it's a Pasuk. So the Rambam could say, what do people say? No, to the Smachta. Where else do we say Minayin Minatora and it's not Minatora? There's another Gemara in Moed Katan. I don't know if you're familiar with the Gemara in Moed Katan, Daf Zayin, I believe, where it discusses a tziun, the necessity to put a indicator, matseva, by somebody who dies. So Minayin, the Gemara there says Minayin Minatora, and clearly that's not a Da'araisa. So we see this notion of the Gemara saying Minayin and marshaling a pasuk, even though it's not Da'araisa, it's merely an Asmachta. So we have other places. Okay? So other the Avi Ezri, which is Rav Shach, he brings a raya from the Rambam that it's the Rabbanan. So let's see this notion, how we bring a raya to this. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Dalet Alchabeis, says the following. Mishin is topic low, he's in doubt, in Birei Chamotzi or low, Birei Chamotzi, he doesn't know if he made a motzi yet. So the Rambam is telling us the rules, the famous rule of Safek Bracha Lekula. Right? I was caught up by Willig with some shilas, and he goes, I'm a big fan of Safek Bracha Lekula, because we don't want to use God's name in vain if there's no necessity for it. So if you don't know if you said it, therefore don't say it. Right? the Rambam again in Hilchos Brachos later on in Perikid Aleph, he says the following, in the underlined part, it's discussing Kriyas Halel, and et cetera. V'chein kol dover shi'istapik l'cha. Anything, if we're in doubt, if it requires a bracha or not. Im to'un bracha im lav, osin oso, below bracha. We do it without a bracha. Here's not saying it's suffic as to whether or not you have made a bracha or not, but there's a suffic whether or not you even have to make a bracha in the first place. Suffic bracha l'haka. No, doesn't sound like that. Doesn't sound like that. It sounds like here he brings one Birchas HaMitzvah and one by Halal, which seemingly is part of the Shevach Vodah. So I don't think you can. Then the Rambam discussing benching says, Misha Achol V'Shachach V'Lo Birech. Somebody ate and forgot if he benched. In Nisker Kodem Shis Achel HaMeichel, if he remembers before he has digested his food, Shebemeyav, in his stomach, where else would the food be digested? I'm not a doctor, but a Maimonian scholar, I would have asked that question. Choser Umevorich. You have to go back and bench again. I Sofek Brachas Lahakel. This is a Daraisa. There's another rule of Sofek Daraisa L'chumra. So even though Safek Brachas Lahakel, that's because all brachos are what? They're abundance, with the exception of this bracha, which is what? Daraisa. Se'eno chozir v'marech. V'chein, and similarly, in ne'elam imenu v'lo yoda imbirech alo beirech. You forgot if you made a bracha or not. Chozir m'varech, go back and say it again. V'hu shalom nisak alam bozim shememeyev. But what doesn't he mention? Which bracha doesn't he mention, the Rambam? Birchas HaTorah. It's again, where's the spoon? By virtue of the fact he doesn't mention it, and he does mention benching, tells us that the Rambam seems to hold it's a din, the Rabbanan. And if you see, the Shagas Aryeh tells us the Nafkamina here. The Shagas Aryeh writes, Aval Behod, the Birchas HaTorah Da'araisa. If you hold that Birchas HaTorah is Da'araisa, lo pligi alea, we don't argue, Hilchak Nachtina, we hold the Birchas HaTorah Avi Min HaTorah, u'besafik birech, safik lo birech, chozir b'varech. But the Rambam doesn't mention it. Since the Rambam doesn't mention it, l'chora, that tells us, that he's holding, it's not De'oraisa. Okay? So far, so good? Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, or you're getting it somewhere else. I mean,
oh, so that, you could say what? You could say you're already suggesting that...
Well, I mean, we said it in something more, but...
Ahavarabba, and therefore I don't need to come back to it. But the Rambam, you know, does he mention that? I have to go back in my head in the Rambam. I have to go look inside. He could say, but he does. It's interesting. He doesn't say maybe suffix. He didn't say avarab. I mean, you could then create that suffix. Why does the Rambam mention any suffix? Yeah. Yossi signed that, but he doesn't mention that. Yeah.
Kishem HaKra comes from where? From Nevi'im?
Nope. Ha'azinu. Ha'azinu. Right in the middle of our Chumash. So therefore, Daraisa, right? Right? It's not like it's an illusion. But you could say it's an Asmachta. It's just, the Gemara, again, if you put a gun to my head, and the first time I saw this Gemara, when I was a 20-year-old, you know, guy learning, I said right away, it's Daraisa, right? I'm sure everybody else in this room just, you know, gun to my head, I tell you it's Daraisa, because the Pasuk says. The Pasuk, then you're turning into an Asmachta. If it's an Asmachta, generally the Gemara tells you that, but the Rambam doesn't have it. So the other people try to solve the Rambam and say, really, it's part and parcel of Talmud Torah. You see the Ramban himself rejects that concept in the Rambam, but it's hard to understand that it's not a Daraisa. Okay.
Does the Rambam bring up the text of the Torah in
the Brachos? Yeah. He talks about it, but he doesn't mention this whole suffix notion. He doesn't. Never mentions the suffix.
He doesn't have it in a separate section like in Talmud Torah.
He does have it. So again, if I remember correctly, this is going back to the archives a couple of years. The Rambam. Please go back to the dispatch. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tfilas, when Rav Bakshi Doron came to YU to speak. Back in 1994, I left the room, I wasn't there, and my friend Rabbi Reich told me that his chiddush was that Birchas HaTorah is part of tefillah, part of davening, which is a chiddush, so that's where I'm a place. Okay, but that's all, I heard that second hint. I'm just remembering the conversation I had afterwards. I wrote my notes somewhere back there about 20 years ago, which I'm sure is there. That's the next discussion. We'll get there. Because that's dependent upon this coming up. Women. Again, I'm not really here to teach us about women. But through the eyes of the women, we understand what's the nature of the bracha. So women are Birchas HaTorah. Okay, so let's get involved in that. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Nashim bevarchas Birchas HaTorah. Women make Birchas HaTorah. Now, you're going to see that the Achronim and the Rishonim struggle as to why women have to make Birchas HaTorah. What's the question that we could ask? If you're not mechuyev, why should you make a bracha? So you could, there are a number of different possible ways of dealing with this question. You could say either, what are the two ways of dealing with it? Assumption, just before we even begin, the technical answers, but there are two ways of dealing with it. So then there is a mitzvah for them, meaning even though there's not commanded, there is a mitzvah. That's possibility number one, right? That we say women are not mechuyev. Yeah, it's true, but there is a kiyum, so they make it a birkas mitzvah. Or we'll have to say, what? Well, that's the biggest reach. There is a shita like that, but that's a stretch. One could suggest that even though they're not mechuyah, for some reason, for some exterior reason, they're going to have to make a bracha, which we're going to see, right? So the two possibilities, just before we start, and everybody seems to fall in line with one of the shittas, is either there is some sort of fulfillment, and therefore they make a bracha, or even though there's no fulfillment for some reason, you don't only make brachas on that which you mechuyah. Now you should just know there's also machlokas we've shown them out there in the world, that, if, like Ashkenazim Sephardim, anybody here Sephardi? No? So the Sardim will know that their wives do not make a bracha when they pick up a lulav. That's it, they don't. Your wives do. They pick up lulav, they make a bracha, but if you're Sephardi, now it's hardest for the Ashkenazi girls who marry Sephardi men, you know, whoops, make the bracha, they forget. But that's the only nafkim I can really think of, because like shofar, nobody makes the bracha except for the Baal Tokeya. Like when do women, you know, by Chanukah licht, a lot of Ashkenazi women don't make the bracha because they hold of the Elio Rabu says they don't make a bracha, but it's very rare that women do a mitzvah, they're not mechuyevin, you know, Kiddush Levana would be another one, but how many women make Kiddush Levana? I don't know. Are women really what?
Or if they put on tefillin.
If they put on tefillin, very good. Should they make a bracha? But I assume once they put on tefillin, they make a bracha. You know what I mean? They're not going to stand for that.
That is not the hurdle.
If it has a birchas hamitzvah. But again, I think most women make, I think even the Sfardim do, because again, if you hold the birchas shevachot, I think it really boils down to the place where it's going to be the big nafkamina is the tilas lulav. The other one is the woman who comes late to show for blood. Right, women.
Oh,
very,
is that the machlokas when you're blowing for someone in their house, a woman in their house, whether you should make the bracha?
That's part of it. But a bigger one, like let's say the women come at Ein Kel Okeinu. This is classic. Women, the mothers, their job is to be home with their children. They're getting much more schar for that than coming to shul, and they come to shul at the end with their kids. So the kids should hear shofar. So they come at Ein Kel Okeinu, and there's about to be 30 kolos. They're not going to hear the Baal Tokeh make a bracha, so they make a bracha. They should. A lot of women don't know this. And nobody can make an announcement then because nobody's allowed to talk. So what happens is the women hear the 30 kolos without a bracha, but Ashkenazi women should be making brachas at that particular moment. Right? So I always, if people call me up sometimes, I said, don't forget.
Kriyas Megillah.
What?
Kriyas Megillah.
Kriyas Megillah, traditionally the man laying it later makes the bracha for them. Because we don't make a bracha.
Even if the man made the bracha on
the first Kriya. Because it's Motzi Yotzi, you get that.
Yeah, and that's the same thing with Shofar in the house.
Same thing with Shofar in the house. Traditionally, the man makes. Okay, let's continue. But let's see how it comes out. So you see the first three ideas here, the Taz and the Bir Halacha, they both try to say women are really mechuyev. The Taz says, Noshim Mevarachos, Daval Pisha Einam Chayavitz Belimud, Velo Ode Elakol Hamalamed Biso Torah Gilu Lamda Tiflus. Ahai! Wait a second. If you're teaching the Gemara and Sota, if you teach your daughter Torah, you're teaching her debauchery or whatever that word is, or you're teaching her trickery stuff? No. Says the Gemara, Haidu Torah Shabbat Pad. That's only oral Torah. That's only Gemara Shas and Poskim. Havalo Shabbat. There's nothing wrong with teaching Torah Shabbat, says the Taz. So therefore, what does it come out according to the Taz? Why do women make Birchas of Torah? Why? Because they're obligated. What are they obligated in? Torah Shabbat. What does that tell us about the nature of Birchas of Torah? No, the answer is that was the nature, the very nature of the bracha. It's a birchas hamitzvah.
So why are they obligated? It just says it's not
aser
for them
to do it. It's not aser, but no. Look. The al b'shem chayavim belimud velo. That's only Torah shebal peh. But Torah shebichsav ki heim chayavim lomar parshas atomid sheim makanakar v'kol shekain l'smag the three like nashim chayavas l'modinim ashaychem lahem. So they have to learn their halachas, Torah shebichsav, parshas kabbalas. Sounds like they're chayav to do certain things each and every day. Right? The famous Beis Halevi. Famous, world-famous Beis Halevi. He says, I didn't bring it here because it's too long, but he says that the reason why women make a Berachas HaTorah is because they're obligated to learn the halachas. How could you not? So that's what he also says, that the men, the reason why we brought Nasa before Nishma is why we get 600,000 Ksarim on our head. Why? Because Nasa is the Limud Almanas Lasos. The Nishma is just the pure learning. So he says, we're mechuyev on both. If we did Nishma to Nasa, then everything would be geared towards the Nasa. But we did the Nasa, which is Gevaldik, and then we're going to continue learning afterwards, which is the Nishma. But he writes there, the Beis Halevi writes, that the women are obligated in Nasa, and that's why they make Birchas HaTorah. Which again, sounds like Birchas HaTorah is a strict mitzvah.
Yeah, but here, I don't know. You know? But in the Gemara, makes a deal, you know, which, what is it, you know, Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat, you know, all this. And here it's saying, like,
We're not differentiating, right? Yeah, we're going to get that. I think Rav Soloveitchik tries to make a sushtel, so we'll try to get there. Okay, the Bir Halacha says, Hatam, deho chayevis lomor adinim shalem, vod chayevis lomor parshas karbonis, kemo shechayev to betfilis, says the same thing. Imke kraya broch al zeh. Ulefi zeh, hatam, yichol lohotzi, must be in the Beis HaKnesses, as Saish.
Wow.
Birchas HaTorah, you're correct. There you go, thank you. Birchas HaTorah. So what do we say? That since men and women both have a chiyuv to learn, so now women could be motzi a man. Shoo-wah. That's the Bir Halacha.
That would only apply to Torah.
That would apply to the strict Torah of Torah Shmichsav. But because women have a chiyuv and we have a chiyuv, women can be motzi us with Birchas HaTorah. Okay, that's approach number one. Okay, so I don't remember where I got this from. The problem is like this: is the Gra. Right? No, we're not going to say the Gra. In general, says women don't make brachos on mitzvahs that are machuyevin, and yet says they have to make a birchas haTorah. So we can get out of it by saying, no, they taka machuyev. Okay, let's continue though, in this next opinion. V'agroa b'birchodekal ze'atam, ayin sham. El'atam d'mevarchas hu, d'avte p'tir mitorah, even though they're exempt from Torah, b'kol mokum yicholot levarach v'lomar v'tzivanu, d'logria mikol mitzvahs atzei shezman groma, d'kayim lan d'yicholot levarach aleim. A woman picks up a lulav. A woman picks up a lulav. She makes a bracha. What's the big deal? Right? They hold not like Shitas Tosus. Women are allowed to make brachos on that which they're not mechuyevin. On lulav, if they come late for the shofar, they can make a bracha on shofar. So women are allowed to make brachos on that which they're not mechuyevin. So that seems to be this approach, which I forgot where I got it from. Okay? The problem is the Gra does not hold like that. The Gra says if you're not mechuyev in a bracha, you don't make the bracha. So they put it in the Gra in that shita. It's very hard to say that. That's where we have to get to what the Minchas Chinuch says, which is said in the Briska Rav, which I could spend the whole day on, but I'm gonna blitz through because I want to get to the next thing. I'm not gonna do it inside. The Gra uses the following language. You know why women make a bracha on Birchas HaTorah? This is it. Four words. Five words. Chavtza shel Torah teuna bracha. The very object of Torah requires a bracha. And you can see that the Michas Chinuch, he goes that way, and this recap of the Sefer that I found, the Eliyahu Magnanus. The Chavtza shel Torah teuna bracha. You got to read this Brisker of inside, which means the following. What? It came up backwards. Yeah, a lot of, because when I copied from Google Drive in. So I switched a lot of things back, but I didn't catch it. What? It says your test. It's how, I see. Yeah. But what does it mean, Chavtza shel Torah teuna bracha? That means that the very core essence of the Torah requires a bracha. Now, there are different ways of learning it, of that brisker, but I like to learn it this way because I think it makes the most sense. Clearly, the nature of the bracha is a bracha shevach v'hodah. It's a bracha which is giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praising us for giving us the Torah. Everybody has a chelek in that. The very essence of Torah, the fact that He made Klal Yisrael who we are through the Torah, that requires a bracha. I get up in the morning, Baruch Hashem, we have a Torah. A woman just has much chelek in that as a man does. The man has a chelek in the learning of the Torah. The woman doesn't necessarily have a chiv in that, or doesn't, whatever it was. I don't want to get into that. But a woman, she's part of the Torah just like we are. The Gemara Brachos later on says, why do women get Nashim Sha'anos? Why do they get a chelik? Why do they get a quicker road to Olam Haba? So the Gemara gives three reasons. One of them, they drive carpool. Number two, they send their husbands off to the Beis Medrash. Your wives get just as much schar. They get more schar. I'll tell you why in a moment. Your wives get schar for sending you off to the Beis Medrash this morning. And number three is because the women wait for the husbands to come home from the Beis Medrash at night. And women get more scar than the men. Why do they get more scar than the men? You're the one learning. They're not. Yeah, because in the 60 minutes you're in the Beis Medrash, how much do you really learn? 33 minutes, 34 minutes, right? There's a couple jokes that happen. You got to get the coffee. The women, they get scar for all 60 minutes. Nashim Sha'anados. It's easier for women, right? Again, how much do they get as much enjoyment? No, you get more geschmack from learning. So it's harder to be a woman. But they get more scar. Women make a bracha because look at us, Baruch Hashem, I'm part of this great nation. Chavtza shel Torah teuna bracha, says the Briska Rav. An amazing Briska Rav. Okay, so that's the, we have a machlokas now. What is the nature of Birchas Torah? Is it a classic Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore we have to figure out what the mitzvah is for the woman? So those are the first two. Or do we say, no, it's a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah. It's a bracha of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course women can praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being the, because they have a chelek in Torah. It might not be a chelek in learning per se, but it's a chelek in the Torah. Okay, I'll show you another. What? Birchas Shevach V'Hodah? What's the only other Birchas Bracha D'Araisa? What's the only other Bracha D'Araisa? What's the nature of that Bracha? Shevach V'Hodah, no? So wouldn't it be more logical if it was a Shevach? Birchas HaMitzvah is an invention of who? The Rabbanan. So you could flip your question. If it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, then.
And then why would it?
Yeah. So you could say Nitkin was this, you can make the Takanim. Sounds like it, yeah. Sounds very flowery, especially if it's in Ha'azinu. Right? The whole Ha'azinu is very flowery.
Yeah, but
so flowery, I don't understand it.
And then you
two brachos. Does anyone split it up?
Oh, good. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. You're stealing the thunder. But I'll get to Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. He says like this. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein in Tchumen. In Tchumen. He says there's three brachos. So let's go through them. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Mamish. When I saw this, it fell off my chair because it's so beautiful and it's so perfect, I think. Lasok, but divrei Torah is what? That's a birchas mitzvah. The mitzvah of engaging. Harevna, make it sweet. What's the bracha? What's the nature of that bracha? No? Birchas hanenin. That's your point. It's a birchas hanenin. Make it sweet. Make it beautiful. And the last bracha, asher bachu emonu, God, you have chosen us to be part of this great nation. And then the Gemara says, that's the ma'ul of all of them. That's the highest of all of them. Why is it the highest? Because look, we get to praise Hashem. That fits in the nice, right? It's beautiful. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein says, it's like, I think it's in a Tchumen article, but it makes a lot of sense.
So then you can learn Torah.
After you make the first bracha, Efsher. Now, it's interesting. I didn't bring it here, but there's a different girsa of what the first bracha is. We say lasok b'divrei Torah, but the Rif has a different girsa. He says, al divrei Torah. So what's the nature? If you say lasok, it sounds like it's a birchas mitzvah. If you say al, it sounds like a birchas shevach lo'odah. Okay, so just something to keep in your head, that Rif, which is very powerful. Okay, but I didn't bring the Rif here. I'll show you another machlokas that depends upon this. There is the classic sleeper during the day. What happens when you wake up? Do you have to make a bracha? Torah or Chayim. Vim Yashin. It's the bottom of page 3. Vim Yashin, Kasev. I think that's the Rosh. Avi Avram. B'tshuva She'ela. Sh'af B'yid is the Rosh. Sh'af B'yom. Im Yashin Sheinas Keva. Even if by day you take a good sleep. I remember those days in Yeshiva. Al Mitasa Havi Hefzik. That's a heftik, vitzarech lachzer v'levarach. You have to make a bracha nachamo. Okay? But if you just do it a head bob, you don't. Okay, that's the rush. Okay? Then what else did I bring down here for you? Here, the Beis Yosef. Mihu haram. Turning over to page 4. Kasev shlo yaraga lachzer v'levarach acher ela acher hefzik shol shenes keva. L'vish'edo masiyach dayito melum bod afilu behefzik mercha tzu beis hakiseh. So that's the opinion which you just brought down of the Rosh. V'kasev. Now the next underlying part. Oda Ogar. Sh'aviv hinig shelo levarach b'yom afilo acher shenes keva. He writes the Ogar that you don't have to make a bracha after you take a full-fledged nap during the day. V'chein roi lasos ki ha-mekel b'birkos v'mokum sheish machlokas ha-reze lo hefzit. If you're mekel, when it comes to brachas... What? Yeah. The Tosfos, then, the problem with our Tosfos is he kind of like, whatever. Well, if we have time, we'll do the Tosfos. It's very hard to pin down whether he hold which way he directly holds. It's very hard to pin down because he compares it to Sukkah, so the nature is Birkas HaMitzvah, but then he kind of shakes it around it. Okay, ki abrachas einar makif. Hopefully, we'll get to Tosfos because the brachas are not makif. Okay, now what about if somebody is awake? I'm sorry. The Shulchan Aruch bring both opinions. So we have machlokes. If you sleep during the day, is that considered hefsek? Now, what if one sleeps all night? Doesn't sleep all night. Shavuos the shayla. You know the Shavuos shayla. You're up all night. Who makes the brachas? You always have that guy. There's always that guy. Who's that guy? Who took an hour nap on his gemara? There's always more than one guy, but there's always one guy willing to admit it. Okay? When you don't want to be the guy who just shows up for Vasikin.
Yeah,
I do. That makes sense. I want to be, because, whatever. I don't know. Sometimes from 3 to 5, am I really learning? Yeah, I try my best, but it's hard. Tosis and Brachas. So I quote the Tosis here, Yud Aleph and Beis. The Omer Rebbeinu Tam, Kisha Adam Omen Mimitaso Belaila, Lil Mod, She'edo Tzarech Levarach Birch Satora, Mitnei She'birch Satora Shal Esmol Shachris Poteris Ad Shachris Acheris. So he quotes the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos, that if you're up all night, you have to make another bracha the next day because it works from Shachris to Shachris. It's a 24-hour bracha. But he rejects it. But nevertheless, the opinion exists. The Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions. Afim lomad b'layla, ha-layla holech achar yom, sh'avar, ve'eno tzarech lachzir v'larech kol zman shelo yashim. So he says you don't have to make a bracha the entire time, you don't sleep. And the Magen Avraham brings the opinions, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rosh, etc., etc. So now we have the following. Look at the chart. It's a very nice chart. Okay? The Rebbeinu Tam says if you're up all night, no bracha. But if you slept during the day, we said before, it's a hesek, you require a bracha. On the other hand, we have the opinion of the Rosh, who says if you're up all night, you require a bracha the next morning. If you slept during the day, no bracha. So I heard from Avosha Weiss years and years ago in Eish Kodesh back in 2000. I can't find it in writing anywhere, so I heard it about Pe, but it makes a lot of sense. They're arguing about what is the nature of the bracha. If you hold it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, then every time there's a hafsik, you have to make a new bracha. So if you're up all night, there's no bracha the next day. Because why? Because there's been no hafsik. But if you took a nap during the day, then you have to make a bracha when you wake up. Right? That's the first opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, I'm sorry. If there's no bracha, if you're up all night, yeah. Slept. I'm sorry. I flipped the logic. Okay, my fault. Probably what happened is, I don't want to say this, but when I copied and pasted things. See, what I do is I take notes in Google Drive, and I like to put these fancy borders in. I transfer it to Word, because you can't do that in Google Drive for whatever reason. So a lot of things get, you saw there's a lot of transparency. I try my best to fix everything. Or I just put it in the wrong place. So let's assume I put it in the wrong place. But logically, the Rosh, what does the Rosh hold? A brach is required if you're up all night. Why? Because he holds the Berach HaShevach Vodah. If you slept during the day, I made a Berach HaShevach Vodah. Do I have to make a Berach HaShalom HaSani Goy every time I wake up? No. That's a Berach praising the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I make it once a day. Shine finished. But listen to this. This is where the Minchas Asher is a beautiful chop, and I think Lamaisa, people should do this. Classic story. Shavuos is Motzei Shabbos. So Shavuos is Motzei Shabbos. Everybody loves that. Why? Because Shabbos, you're not sleeping for Shavuos because that's a chana. But we take our regular Shabbos afternoon shluf. Okay? Shavuos comes, and you're up all night, and you don't sleep during the night. The morning comes, and they say, who is ready to make a bracha for Birkas HaTorah? The answer is everybody. Why? Mimarashach. If you hold that you had to make a bracha because you slept during the day, so you never made the bracha, you can make it now. That's one opinion. But if you hold it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, you should have made a bracha 12 hours ago when you woke up from your Shabbos nap. But if you held that it's a Birkas Shevach Vodah, it's a new day, it's a new bracha. So everybody should be able to make a bracha. Why don't people do that? They're all scared. Everybody's scared to make a bracha. But I don't think you have to be scared. I'm giving you permission. Everybody can make the bracha on the Me'on of Shabbos. What? Oh, if you sleep Shabbos the afternoon, you're a hero. Right? You're a hero. If you can go straight, that's, you know, it's too tempting, that Shabbos the afternoon nap. I never intend to sleep Shabbos the afternoon. I always carry a safe with me, and I always go onto the reclining chair, and I always fall asleep. But it's never my intention. The question is, how long has that happened for? I don't go upstairs. What am I? Whatever. Everyone has a mishigas. Okay. How does one understand the Gemara, though? Okay. One thing we haven't done yet. How do you understand the Gemara? I'm going to. If you look here, I printed out for you the Rishim Shurim. This is all on page 5. The Rishim Shurim are the notes from Rav Soloveitchik on the Gemara Brachos. We're not going to do it inside because of lack of time. I have to thank Ira Wallach. I didn't even know this existed on the Bar Ilan, but on the new Bar Ilan, they put the Rishim Shurim on it. The Rishim Shurim, beautiful. So I was learning over the summer and I had this kasha. I was very bothered. The Gemara says, you only make, with their opinions, you only make Birkas HaTorah on Chumash. You only make Birkas HaTorah Medrash. You only make Birkas HaTorah Mishnayos. What? I said, does that mean, I think it's a very troubling Gemara. Because that seems to say that only Chumash is Torah. You can't make a bracha on Mishnayos. So you have here the Rishim Shurim. You can look at it at your own leisure today. But I want to share with you what Rav Soloveitchik says. Rav Soloveitchik says, two approaches. I'm going to share with you the second approach because I think it's the most delicious, one of the most delicious things I've ever heard. He said there's a fundamental difference between learning Torah Shebichsav and learning Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, if I want to get the schar for Torah Shebichsav, I could open up a Tehillim and read Tehillim. I could open up a Chumash and read Chumash. I don't have to understand garnished. I could be a Tehillim Zagger. When it comes to Torah Shebaal Peh, be it Medrash, be it Mishnayos, be it Gemara, I have to understand what I am learning. The fulfillment in the learning of Torah Shebaal Peh is not in the saying of the words, but it's in the understanding of the concepts that are being directed towards me. So says Rav Soloveitchik, what do I make a bracha on? What did the Chachamim make the Takana of Birkas HaTorah on? on what's called a Maisa Mitzvah. On the action of a mitzvah. By Torah Bechsav, I don't get reward for looking at the psukim and thinking of them and understanding them. I only get the schar by actually reading the words and engaging in the dibur of the words. Therefore, says Rav Soloveitchik, that is what I make a bracha on. I'll give you an example. I was thinking about, like, I was sitting around, my chavrus hacking this out, but I think maybe like this. I gave tzedakah this morning. That's not true. I lied. I didn't give tzedakah this morning. But if I, you know, for you guys, I gave tzedakah this morning. Did I make a bracha when I gave tzedakah? No, why not? That's one opinion. Another opinion is maybe the ani is not going to take my money. Right? I haven't found that ani yet, but maybe. There's that theoretical ani there who's not going to take my money. Who says I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah? When I learn Gemara, am I going to understand anything? I know a lot of kids who don't understand a lot of things. They can't make a Birch Satorah in Gemara. You can make a Birch Satorah on Chumash, because all I got to do is read it. That's the Maisa Mitzvah. Tell you one more. For Soloveitchik, one time in Boston, he was, for Shalosh Shudas, he was eating gefilte fish. They said, no, Rebbe, can't you be Yosei Zayin Shalosh Shudas by learning Torah? Why don't you learn Torah? So Soloveitchik says, you can't slug up a good piece of gefilte fish. You understand? When it comes to learning, maybe I want to say maybe more. Who says I can make a bracha? When it comes to Chumash, I can make a bracha. It's a Maisa Mitzvah of reading it. Yeah, Robert?
What's the source that's true? That reading Torah Shebapeh alone
is... Oh, so there's a... Because what is Torah Shebichsav? Torah Shebichsav is the words of the Torah are Chumash. That's the whole... No, when it comes to Gemara, it's conceptual. It's not the words. It's so interesting. We focus so much on kids reading Gemara properly. It's called Torah Shebapeh. It's called Torah. What is Torah Shebal Peh? It's the concepts. Yeah, Mati.
Is the Maisa Mitzvah actually understanding, or is it the effort of understanding?
That's a great point, because you're referencing the famous Gemara in Pesachim, where Reb Shimon and Suni said, I darshaned every single S in the Torah, and then he threw it out, which meant he didn't have anything to take for his learning, and he says, Kishem shekibalt yischayim min aprisha, kach kibalt yischayim min adrisha. Says, I the Amelus is the, I'm making a bracha on the Amelus. It's a good kasha. I don't know. Does anybody have an answer?
You could say the same thing about stucco, right? The hard part is putting it in the pushka, not
the kium, the kium mitzvah. The kium mitzvah limitor.
You understood that you were wrong, so you didn't understand.
But I got a schar. I got schar for the lima. I'd like to think, you know, there's a lot of stuff I've gotten wrong in my life. I hope I got a schar for it. It's very comforting to say such a thing. I don't know, it's a good kasha.
No, it has to be,
but
because
that's
otherwise...
not halicha that you didn't do.
But maybe you say it's not, what you say there, it's not a maisa mitzvah. The maisa is in my head.
No, not hefer. The maisa is the amelus.
Yeah, the amelus, but where's the amelus? The amelus is not, is my kepi. So you can't make a maisa, you can't make a bracha on something which is in your head.
Yeah, and what about...
You came here in the morning, just... You came in the morning. I'm sitting here for an hour, whatever it is. I leave. I don't understand a thing.
You get, but the Gemara says they get schar for coming.
Okay.
So schar alim.
It doesn't mean you get a maisa mitzvah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
It's not a maisa mitzvah per se.
But would I make coming here to start? I mean, how do I know I'm going to learn, know it or not know it?
You don't have to.
Just because you're enjoying it.
All right. We should end with that. Very good, Mati. Listen, my jokes here. I hope what.
That would be included in Wasai.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If I start out, I don't know what if I'm going to understand this again. So when am I making a bracha?
No, but I think you make a bracha. I think you make the bracha on a, what's called a Maise Mitzvah, not a what's called a mitzvah that's aloof.
I understand, but what am I making a bracha? I come to...
You make a bracha before you start engaging.
Okay, so, but did I make a...
No, that's the way we pass it. You're confusing the way we pass it versus what
he... I understand.
We pass it, you make a bracha on the whole thing.
Salvation.
Because he's defining a Maisa Mitzvah versus a Mitzvah that's aloof. According to the first opinion of the Gemara, not according to the other ones. The Shaila, meaning, in the end of the day, we're a Pasla. We make a bracha on everything. So don't get confused. We want to understand that opinion. So it's very, very exciting, that opinion of one.
Why
do you say what?
Hail Devarim.
Hail Devarim Shalem Shir? Who says you have to? According to that opinion, maybe not. That's a later, that's a Minog Tzvartai, you know, the Tzvartai. The Sarfatim, excuse me. They're the ones who brought that in. Because other people say, nah, you just say Krishna. What do you have to learn directly afterwards is not so
good. I'm saying
Yeah. Other people say you don't have to. Not everybody says you have to. It's a machlokas for sure.
What if you're just learning Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, Kitzur? It's
I mean,
you have to. That
pretty simple. Not simple, but I'm saying someone laid it out in front of you. Very.
No, you might not get it. And there's no Maisa Mitzvah in saying the words. By Chumash, by Shtayim Mikra, there's a Maisa Mitzvah in saying the words. Okay, Chevra, I'll let you know if there's a shiur next week or I have to go to the kickoff.